101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Counting down to the big game tonight. UVM men's basketball on the road at Butler. Catamounts come into the game 8-4, their best 12-game start ever under head coach John Becker. But they're in Indianapolis facing arguably their most formidable foe of the year. Butler, number 13 overall, 10-1, and coming off a win over number 9, Indiana. And we go out to the phone lines and we find ourselves Mark Minner, Butler University basketball broadcaster. Mark, simply put, how good is this Butler team that UVM is going up against tonight?
That's a really, really talented Butler team this year, and pretty disparate predictions coming into the season to how Butler was going to actually perform this season. You had folks really nervous about, after you lose Kellen Dunham and Rose Jones, two really big Butler program players, how they were going to respond. They had to play a lot of true freshmen. They had to respond with some red shirts, some players coming off red shirts, and some transfers coming into the program. But early on in the season, they gelled together really well. Took a trip out to Las Vegas, went 2-0 out there, able to knock down Arizona, a top 10 team, able to beat Vanderbilt. And then they went on the road to Utah, beat a Pac-12 opponent in Salt Lake City. And they have been led by a couple of seniors in Keelan Martin, Andrew Schrabis, and as well Tyler Lewis, who sort of reestablished himself at the point. But they also got really good play out of some newcomers, most notably Kamar Baldwin, who's a freshman from Georgia, guard who hit a game-winning shot against Northwestern earlier in the year. He's freshman of the week this week, and it's been fun to watch this team come together.
Mark, you know, for UVM fans, this is the game everyone has had circled, okay? Biggest test going into conference play. Four Indiana natives on this UVM team that are going home. The game everyone's had circled. For Butler, though, it's kind of the opposite, is it not? You come off the big win over Indiana. It's your last game here before Christmas. Is there any chance of a letdown on the Butler side?
I think that's what coaching staff's always concerned about. You think about Butler's two performances this year where they've not been, or the coaching staff really hasn't been happy with how Butler came out and played. They were against Central Arkansas, which ended up being a win for the Bulldogs. Then on the road at Indiana State, which was their only loss of the season. And in both of those games, I think the team would be the first to say that they really came out flat. Was not, you know, sloppy play. It wasn't their best basketball. This is a team that's really shown how high their ceiling is, at least early in the non-conference. They can certainly improve, and they've got a long road ahead of them. But when you set that expectation of the way you can play, and then all of a sudden you come out and come up a little flat, that'll draw the ire of the coaching staff. And so this is one of those games, you're right before the players break for a week before they head on and start Big East play. If you're not careful, this game could get close. And Vermont's a very talented basketball team, and they've shown that over the last 5 years. They've shown that really. You look at the numbers since 2002, what they've done in their conference, and it's a team that has a lot of talent. You mentioned the Indiana connections, four Hoosier connections on the roster, so there's going to be a level of emotion, especially with Josh coming back to the game. But I think this is a game that Coach Holtman certainly knows the caliber of team that Vermont has, and the players understand that as well. They're not going to be looking past the Catamounts this evening.
Mark Minner, he's the Butler University broadcaster, and he's with us here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. You mentioned Josh Speidel, who is a freshman on the UVM roster. You don't see him out there on the court. He's undergone brain trauma from a car accident that he suffered. Vermont gave him a scholarship offer out of high school and honored that, even though right now he's not able to play. But he is another Indiana connection. You mentioned him. There seems like there's going to be a really good buzz about him being in the building tonight.
It really is. You've already seen it in the local media here in Indianapolis, his return. I remember hearing the story back when Josh was in his accident a couple of years ago, and the outpouring of support from not only the high school community, but from the Indiana community. He's not too far away. I went to Columbus North, not too far away from Indianapolis and from where Butler is, but it's certainly going to be special. It's one of those stories that was an awful story turned into an incredible story with his recovery and what Vermont's done for him. And I know Coach Holtman has mentioned already to the media the level of respect he has for the program, for what Josh has been able to do. It's really just an incredible story. And so there's a lot of local attention from a media perspective, but also just as I've talked to Butler fans, and they've one of the top questions from Vermont coming into town is Josh going to be there, and he gonna, you know, are they gonna be able to chance to see him or just share good wishes to him? So it's certainly on the minds of a lot of Butler fans, and just one of those incredible things that sports has the power to kind of bring people together, and just a great example in Josh's story.
If UVM fans are looking for an upset in tonight's contest, what's the one thing they can point to and say, okay, maybe we have an advantage there? Is Butler poor at the free throw line? Are they poor from outside? Can UVM go ahead of them in the rebounding margin? Can they force turnovers? What's the one thing UVM fans can hold their hat on and say, okay, we can exploit that, and maybe that's how we pull the upset?
One of the biggest things, anytime you're on the road for Vermont, is how you start really impacts this game. What we've seen from teams that Butler has played this year, those teams that can kind of come out and get the first punch are able to hang around there. And if Butler gets lax in any way, they can make some mistakes. Turnover's not been an area that has hurt Butler this year. Third in the country, allowing less than 10 turnovers per game themselves and forcing a lot on the other side. But I think one area that Butler's really tried to focus in on is rebounding. That's been an area that they've been out rebounded in a lot of games, and they found a way to win games. But especially in the offensive glass, an area that Coach Holtman really has been emphasizing over the last few contests, they've been able to win these games because they've taken care of the ball, because they've had good shot selection, and they've been very good at distributing the basketball. A lot of made field goals come off of assists. And so they've been very unselfish as a team, which has been enjoyable to watch. But one of the things that, you know, they certainly have their eye on is that rebounding margin. Can they continue to try and win that battle, especially limiting offensive rebounds for opponents? So that'll be an area that certainly the coaching staff will watch today. And just I think the big thing is anytime you're on a road game like this, it's how do you come out and how do you respond to maybe initial adversity, and can you stay in there and make it a close game at the end for Vermont fans? The Bulldogs certainly trying to avoid that this evening and finish off non-conference play with a win, but it'll be a fun one for sure. The reason that Coach Holtman challenged, you know, they play a team like Vermont is they want a team that's going to come in and get 20 wins and be one of the best teams in their conference to tune up for St. John's and the Big East. They don't want you know, the worst team in the country coming in and just kind of rolling over. They want a team that's going to challenge them, and I think you're going to see that from Vermont.
Mark, we'll get you out of here on this. You know, a Butler and New England connection in that former Butler head coach Brad Stevens is now the head coach of the Boston Celtics. And when Butler was making Final Four appearances under Brad Stevens, they were doing it out of the Horizon League. They've since joined the Big East. What has been the change for the program since joining the Big East? Have the facilities expanded and exploded? Has the recruiting budget exploded? Have they gotten far higher caliber of players? All of the above. What's changed with the change in conference?
That's a really good question. Yeah, it's been interesting. And you kind of blink your eyes, and all of a sudden you go from the Horizon League to the Atlantic 10 all the way to the Big East in the span of a few years. And it's a transformation that could have easily gone the other way. For the Butler, it's been really strong. They did do a big renovation. They called it a preservation to Hinkle Fieldhouse, which is one of the most iconic, if not the most iconic, venues in college basketball, certainly in Indiana. And you think about the $35 million renovation that went into the field house just to make it have sort of modern amenities. There were, you know, they put a video board in, they did some things in the locker rooms, they put a video room in, donated by Gordon Hayward, a player for Brad, and now with the Jazz. And so they've been able to update that while still maintaining the integrity and the history of the building, which is really cool. And I think Vermont fans will get to, fans or players or coaches will get to enjoy that Hinkle Fieldhouse this evening. But beyond that, I think one of the biggest things that Butler fans looked at was, you know, and you mentioned Brent Stevens, just he's still held in the highest possible regard anybody can be held on Butler's campus and really in Indianapolis. But you think about the transformation of the Big East. The first year Butler went there, it was a tough year. They struggled a little bit in that first year in the Big East, but they found a way. Coach Holtman came in that second year, and they made the NCAA tournament. They were a shot away from beating Notre Dame and going to the Sweet 16. Responded last year, went back to the round of 32, fell short to Virginia in the NCAA tournament. And they found a way to sort of reestablish themselves in what is, for all intents and purposes, one of the most dominant leagues in college basketball right now and atop the RPI for conferences at the moment. But it's been fun to watch Butler evolve from the Horizon to the A-10 to the Big East and still maintain the same program principles that got them to those two national championships and really have led the way for the entire, they call it the Butler way. It's a style of play. It's sort of a personality that they've taken on, and they've not lost that by going to the Big East.
Mark Minner, he's the Butler University men's basketball broadcaster, and Butler taking on UVM in Indianapolis tonight. And we're going to have the broadcast coming up here in just a matter of minutes here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Mark, enjoy the game. And look, everyone up here hoping for an upset. And look, enjoy the holidays and have a good call tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brady. Appreciate it.